Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Ms. Kev, on stage, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host who was about to say something. I decided to cut him off.
Robert Humphreys.
I'm not married to no man named Robert or Humphrey.
Would you marry me if my name was Robert Humphreys?
Heck no. It's all about the name. Melissa Humphreys don't go together.
Julia Gulia.
Julia Gulia. Wait, where is that?
Wedding Singer?
Wait, I was like, it's the Adam Sandler movie. I think it is. The Wedding Singer.
Melanie went from Marshall to Goolsbee.
She did. All of our names had good rings. Melissa Marshall.
Marshall is a solid last name.
Yes, solid names.
But
and I was always in the middle, whether they went from A to Z or Z to A. I was always in the middle.
That's true. Melissa Marshall, I was like, I like Melissa Marshall.
Yeah, solid name. I like my
Goolsbee?
Name. Gotcha. I don't either.
You don't know many Goosebies.
But the thing about the only person in the world that could pull off Goosebie the way that Greg does is Greg.
Greg Tunfo.
Wish your name Greg Goosebie. Greg Goosebie. Just Greg. Sir.
Tinfo.
That's what he'll say, Tinfo. Too. Tinfo.
Listen, man.
Bye. I don't. Okay.
Listen, we had we did the Keep Your Distance 2 ago. The hotel canceled somebody's room by mistake. And Greg called me immediately. He like, I won't let you know, man. I ain't mess up. Okay.
I ain't mess up.
I said, Greg, I know the hotel messed up. He's like, all right, Tinfo. He's so doggone country. Tinfo, kid. All right.
That's hilarious.
So, what up, Mike?
All right. So welcome back to the podcast. We talk about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. And today what we're going to do is a little something different. Over this past weekend, I had a 17-year dream come true. And that is, I was able to renew, well, not my vows, child. That's coming, though. Listen. Patreon. Audience members of the world, 2024 June, I will be doing a 20-year vow renewal service for me and Kevin. If you think his birthday, if you think the NAACP was something, oh, you just wait. I'm shutting it the whole bling empire style.
Man, when I saw the NAACP, first of all, I saw the bill after I saw the party. And I was just like, well, shoot. I mean, when you do that. But this wedding, tell them why it's so important to you, Melissa. So,
first of all, I'm going to tell you how to dream first. Do you want me to go to, you want to add your dream later? Or you want to backtrack?
You know I ain't got no part of this dream.
You don't, but you can speak, though. I mean, you can say words. So this is the things. Kevin and I were married, June 26, 2004. I was a whole 20 years old. And part of the thing that, quite literally is a display on this platform and some of the things that we talked about is when I say that I am, working to find my voice and speaking up for myself and that kind of thing, I don't think people all the way understand how real that is for me. And when I look at my wedding pictures and I understand that if I just like literally showed you, this is my wedding day, you might be like, oh girl, like it's not that bad. My hair was bad though.
The funniest part about your hair, just a quick aside, Melissa has had short hair, even her long hair was not very shoulder length at most. The majority of our relationship, her hair has been some version of this length. I remember when you first cut it this way, I was like, this is, I like this on you. When we got married, this woman had hair down her back.
Just long unnecessary
had
of weave.
Never seen this woman with that. I said, oh, hello. Okay. The first time we were having sex, I was like, man, I always dreamt of our sex with short hair. This girl had cascade. Remember, do you watch The Good Place? Remember we were watching and she was like, Tahani was like, my hair is barely cascading down my shoulders. You had that type of, it was so weave long. Everywhere. Yes. But anyway, continue. Because this actually made more sense to me.
Yes.
Because when I look at the pictures, we just look young to me.
Yeah, we definitely were young. But in addition, if you've ever done a wedding that, or had a wedding that you couldn't afford, and so all the decisions were someone else because it was their, you know, they were paying for it, That's what my wedding was.
Yep.
We had $0. We were still in college. And I felt like I didn't have the decision make two things, actually. I didn't have the decision making power that I wish I had. Mm-hmm. But in addition, I'm not quite sure I even knew what I wanted.
And when you do that, somebody else is going to decide for you.
So even more importantly, I'm not quite sure I could wholly say they didn't let me make the decisions, as much as I'm not quite sure I knew what I wanted, and therefore decisions were, you know, you gotta make decisions.
Fair.
To like be fully transparent. And after all of this time, and I look back on, there is literally, this is the picture that I think of all the time when I'm like, oh, this is just not what I wanted. There's a picture of me and I'm standing in the middle. There's like my family on this side and like my aunts and stuff on this side, like my mom, my sisters, like my granddad or something like that. Cause my dad also, child, this was a whole mess. So we got married in 2004 really quickly. And of course, this is after 9/11. Our dads are active duty military. We were thinking they weren't going to be stationed or shipped overseas to the war that's literally happening. My dad got orders. Man. I want to say within 60 days of my wedding.
Oh, the heartbreak.
When I tell you, first of all, I'm a daddy's girl. The only thing I've ever dreamt of was having my dad. Like, if I knew anything about my wedding, it would be that my dad was going to walk me down the aisle. And the fact that he didn't, I still regret that to this day. But 60 days in, like.
Yeah, it was too late.
It's too late.
And I needed that coach. Like, I couldn't wait.
Hello? For him to be. So, anyway, my mom, my sisters, my granddad, and, like, my aunts and stuff that came in place of my dad, because they're my dad's an only child. So, like, his aunts, my great aunts were there. So anyway, they're on the side of me. I'm standing in the middle, my day, my dress, like this.
I know exactly the picture you're talking about. They just literally scrunched you up in your own, and you're already small, so to be scrunched up is like, bruh.
Squeeze.
And everybody else standing comfortably.
And that to me, just what you said is exactly the picture that is indicative of that day for me and that whole experience. Is everyone else is comfortable. Everyone else is just laid out and they got what they wanted. And I'm stuck there like trying to fit. And that's, for me, that's what the wedding day was. I even think you got some more things on that day than I got.
I definitely got the ribs.
I
convinced her mom to put ribs, which is not traditionally a wedding food. Ribs were out of this world. And I got two songs.
On a military base.
I got two songs out of it. I got new edition.
Music Soul Child and Alicia Keys.
Yeah. What was the name of the group? No, it was a group that sang with. Oh my God.
I can't think of it either.
Galvin and James.
New Direction. New.
No. What was the song? They sang Don't Change by Music.
Beautiful song. Still makes me.
And If I Can't Have You. Who sang If I Can't Have You?
Rosalind.
Those are my three things. Ribs and them two songs.
Yeah. Yes. And you got the
New Edition. It was New Edition. No, it wasn't New Edition.
It's not New Edition.
Let me ask Ant.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's part of the thing. Ever since then, actually.
Andy, what was Galvin and James group called? New something in you. What was it called, Andy? It's me, Kevin. Playmakers. It's going to drive me crazy now. I need to know. New soul? New sound? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, that was, every year, this is what happens too. Every year around our anniversary, Kevin is like, can I post this picture? Can I post this picture? What do you think about this picture? And I'm like, I do not like any of them. They do exist. You have posted them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Like, you can find them on Facebook or Instagram, one of them. But they always make me cringe. I'm always like hesitant. And I never want to post them. There's this one picture that's in black. First of all, I could do my makeup better today on an Instagram live with my book club than the way my makeup looked on my wedding day. And I mean that literally.
Yes.
My foundation was ashy. I don't even think I had lashes on. My dress was too big. Like, everything about that day, I've always wanted to just redo it. And so a couple weeks ago, well, actually, before we get there, let's take a break and hear from the Love Hour sponsors. All right, we are taking a break from me telling you about my wedding to tell you about my daily routine. And that is when I get up early in the morning. I get up around 6:30. Kev gets up around 5. What time do you get up, Kev?
About 5, 5:30.
About 5:30, he gets up before I do. We answer emails. Kev might get on the treadmill. I will grab my laptop. I usually have a bottle of water on the side of my bed. Kevin will say it's because I don't finish my waters, but it's actually because it's convenient and efficient to keep water on the side of your bed. And then I will take my Ritual, which is a multivitamin that fills in the gaps in your diet. So they do have the multivitamin, but they also have a protein powder. And protein powders can feel intimidating and their formulas are very opaque. But the truth is, deep down, as in cellular level deep, we all need protein. And it's more about that than just our muscles. So Ritual's team of scientists who we all know, trust, and have grown to love, have reimagine protein from the ground up and inside out for how it's made to who it's for and what it's needed for. The result is a delicious plant-based protein offered in three premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrient needs. Oh, I love that, because protein powders are actually never really good. If you've ever had one, they're always very chalky, is the word that I always think of. So the fact that they've reimagined what they taste like, what they're used for, and the way that they taste, good on you guys. Ritual has clean plant-based formulas specifically created to support nutrition needs of different life stages, 18 plus, pregnancy and postpartum, and for 50 plus. So why not shake up your Ritual to make something, to make trying something new less scary? Ritual offers a money back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Plus, my listeners get 10% off during the first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/lovehour to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/lovehour. Really randomly, because I don't know if that's going to be picked up, but Anthony is our friend from Washington. We attended his church, and when my grandmother died, I think, I can't remember exactly why, but we stayed with them for like a short period of time. Me and my sister had a paper route, and so we would deliver papers before school in the morning, and Anthony would play DMX every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so when DMX died, that was literally one of the very first memories I have of even hearing DMX was during that time. So it's funny that he said that.
That was Ant's doggone song. Anthem.
And it would literally be 4 o'clock in the morning and you, for real? Why?
You it's just sound four. Like a regular dog.
Well, I don't know how to do the DMX thing. So anyway, so that was that. So a couple weeks ago, actually probably
you gotta say
like,
we're back, babe.
Huh?
You gotta say we're back.
Oh, yes, we're back. A couple weeks ago, probably, what, 2 months ago?
I don't know what the
When Reem reached out to us.
Oh, yes.
So probably about 2 months ago, a photographer, really great photographer, I didn't realize in the moment that he is the person who did Married at First Sight, Karen and Miles, and Amani and Woody's pictures. So if you follow Amani and Woody or Karen and Miles on Instagram, he's the same photographer that did their wedding pictures when they're like in that chapel and her Karen's dress is like floating or whatever. Fantastic, beautiful pictures. And I was like all on their Instagram, like gassing them up because they're really beautiful pictures. So anyway, I'm not quite sure that's how he found me, but I imagine so, because I was literally like stalking Karen and Miles and Amani and Woody. The pictures are so good. And so anyway, he reached out and was like, hey, I'm going to be in LA, you know, whoop de whoop de whoop. I would love to take pictures of you guys. Like, you know, just give me a theme, whatever. And so I was like, oh my God. I've always wanted to redo my wedding pictures because I hate them so much. Like, can we do it? And he was like, sure, let's do it. Okay, so anyway, he reached out, like I said, about 6 weeks ago and was willing to redo our pictures. I immediately knew that this is what I wanted to do. The other thing that I remember is that Kevin had on this, my wedding colors were purple and silver, like a lavender and silver. And Kevin, I wanted Kevin to wear a white suit so bad. And you didn't. So now I'm mad all over again. Why did you refuse to wear
because
a white
I was
suit?
Gonna spill on it.
So he instead wore this gray, charcoal gray suit that looks like what Steve Harvey wore on The Kings of Comedy. Black shoes.
We were all trying to dress like Steve Harvey, K&G.
But where the pant leg is this wide. It's boxy and wide.
Whoa, I'm talking about that suit was straight down all the way from the shoulders to the... Man, yes. I'm talking about
and
big,
the length is like
baggy,
knee length.
long zoot suit.
Yes, zoot type of suit. Absolutely.
And that suit was expensive for me.
Was it?
$200. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I don't know why we decided to wear
those. Kenji, you get four suits for $99.
You sure can. You sure can.
My suit looks so dumb now.
No, it absolutely does. And just everything about, and this is the other thing. I'm going to post this. I'm going to send it to Greg so he can post it so you guys can see. My bouquet.
We should title this episode, Our Wedding Sucked.
My bouquet is plastic flowers that I bought off eBay. And they're, because this is when eBay was first started.
It was.
Yes.
You could bid on it.
They were white and this unnatural purple color.
New Vision.
New Vision. Yes, New Vision. No, we weren't. When I just this ugly. And I remember when I bought them, I was like, oh my God, they look so realistic.
Nothing worse than thinking it was dope at the time. That's the crazy thing about the past. At the moment, it was lit. Do you remember at the moment, did you not like my suit then?
I remember.
Or are you just mad because I didn't wear white?
I was mad. I know. I remember that I was mad that you didn't wear white because that's what I wanted you to wear.
I get that.
I still to this day want you to wear a white suit and you refuse.
I wore for the NAACP.
How much did it take?
Oh, it took everything. Oh.
A white? I don't know. I don't know the colors. Please. Yet.
It looked like Actually, Easter I Sunday.
I do know the colors.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
She but ain't listening to you, no. Bex.
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Is Josh coming?
Yeah, I've literally had this plan. So this is my dream. I think I'm done with that. Yes. This is my dream.
You're done with what? Girl, you are 28. Are Zay and JoJo coming?
No, yes. So the new dream in 2024 is that I want a destination wedding. That is done. I've settled. I thought I just wanted to go to... I thought I just wanted to go to Orange County because I definitely want it on a beach. There's a very specific vision.
That's some Trump country.
Oh, for sure.
But you can carry, concealed carry down there.
They have beautiful
beaches.
They
do have beautiful beaches down there.
That's all.
Laguna Beach is down there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hermosa.
And the way that I envision it looking, it needs to be outside. It needs to be outside. But then what had happened was... Makeup Shayla got married.
Man, let me tell you what. Instagram served me all her wedding stuff. She got married.
She spent all the dollars.
Lot.
And then all the coins.
Of money.
And then all the bitcoins. All the dollars. It was beautiful. Man. But what she did was, from my assessment, I don't know her, but this is what I assume. It looked like she did her bachelorette party, her bridal shower, her wedding, and then her honeymoon.
All in the same?
All in the same resort.
So you basically shared them costs.
Yeah, so she was there for like 2 weeks, I want to say, maybe a little less, maybe 10 days or so. And I was like, oh, sign me up.
Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee.
Sign me up. I thought I just wanted to go to, you know, Orange County, but I have fully decided that we're going to go to a destination. I'm going to shut it down.
Do you know where?
I don't know where yet because I gotta figure that out. But I don't know if I'm going to do a bachelorette party.
I want you to have strippers. All the stuff we couldn't do because we were saved. I'm talking about balls, muscles, flap, flap, flap. I want somebody who's strong and oily to pick you up and be like, yeah, tonight, you're not married.
I think so, too. That's my problem. It's kind of weird.
Nah, let somebody pick you up and be doing this.
Yeah, it is weird. But I do want it to be.
Okay, then have girls. Have somebody pick you up. Meg Thee Stallion type
strength.
I feel
like it probably is better with girls. Because with girls, you're just having a good time.
You smack her
with
butt.
With guys, you're just kind of like,
Yeah. Men can't. It's hard to be sexy with the balls and change. Hey, this is the fire department. They said your hotel room was steamy.
What you call it? A bachelorette party. She did have strippers.
Who?
No, no, no. You know who I'm talking about. The last wedding we went to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had them. Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm the one who paid for them.
You ain't tell me about your night. I ain't tell you about mine. Hello.
I think I did because nothing happened. But that's okay.
I guess it wasn't really my night. It was his. Anyway.
Yeah, what'd you do, apparently?
That ain't nothing but read the Bible and talk to God. You know what, God? What about songs?
Actually, you did tell me. Y'all ain't do nothing either.
Gosh, we went to the Hooters. Actually, that was my real bachelor party. That's what I did for my bachelor party for real, Rebecca. Hooters on 84th Street in Tacoma. And there was a family with an 8-year-old. And I was like, this is dumb. Hooters went out of business, didn't they?
They did?
Hooters food is abysmal.
Well, I was gonna say I didn't hear they went out of business. Oh, probably.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
They got big girls gone wild energy there.
They do. So anyway, yeah, that is what I was gonna say. Outdoors. I don't want to give the whole vision away, but outdoors.
Paint the picture for us.
There's a very specific aesthetic that you guys know that I love when I'm outside. Yes. I do see the colors in my mind, and maybe we'll stay. But I was literally thinking, like, I went really deep down this path. Joshua will be there, but you're not going to be working. I've already decided. I know
I'm not going to know what to do.
I always am trying to find the line between, like, Joshua is a friend. Joshua is also a photographer.
Oh!
Joshua just said he's going to be 31.
While he thinks about that, let's take a quick break.
All right, we are taking a break once again to tell you about Skillshare. Bum, bum, bum. You guys know about Skillshare because we haven't stopped talking about them. They are a platform for creatives. You literally can go on there, go to the search bar, and type in whatever, quite literally, you're looking for, and there will be a tutorial class for you to learn. You can take blogging classes, photography classes, you can take drone classes, you can even take like Instagram classes, how to grow your Instagram, how to grow your YouTube page, all of those things really, really beneficial, so that no matter, all the way down to like making cookies. I've literally made cookies using a Skillshare recipe, and like literally I've done that. So they literally have everything. They have a wide array of teachers and classes that you can learn from. You can get an annual subscription for less than $10 a month. So what you're going to do is go to Skillshare.com/lovehour and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/lovehour. And for less than $10 a month, you will get an annual subscription. All right. As we're talking about our wedding day and I'm telling Kevin all the things that I'm going to need him to do, we might need therapy after this. And that's why BetterHelp is a really great resource. I've literally recommended this BetterHelp to my mother. She actually has therapy today, actually, because, you know, everyone needs therapy. That's just kind of what it is. We all have blind spots and unspoken trauma. And just because it's unspoken doesn't mean it doesn't show up in your life. And one of the great things about therapy is that it brings a lot of clarity to why you act and respond the way that you do. Therefore, you can show up in the world the best that you want to and the way in which you want to. That's actually what I found. Therapy brings a lot of clarity. So take charge of your mental health. I feel like we're living in an age where it is definitely being destigmatized, and in the world of coronavirus, where you may not want to leave your house. And honestly, even after coronavirus, sometimes, not even sometimes, always, it's just more convenient to be able to do things from your house. And so virtual therapy is completely and totally, teletherapy is completely and totally started to be a thing, and I think it's here to stay. Visit BetterHelp.com/lovehour. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Love Hour listeners will get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/lovehour.
All right. Josh and Beck are back from crying. Thank you to our sponsors. Let's just pause for a second.
Okay.
What is my role besides being told what to do? Because this is my dream too.
Well, what would you add? Tell me.
Can I just pick the music and the singers?
You can pick the music and the singers.
And can we have ribs? I just want to go two for two on
ribs. Oh, no, you're probably not picking the food.
I'll take music and singers. New vision is coming back. By this time of my life, I want to pick her. I want to fly her out to sing Best Part. If I have, you know how breaded up I am if I succeed. And if I don't, somebody going to be singing Best Part. It just won't be her.
Okay, that's fine. But
ladies and gentlemen, singing Best Part, she.
That girl,
Best Part, when I first heard it, I was like, no, Valerie Newell.
It's gonna be called, her name's going to be called Pronouns.
Javi? Oh, Hot Javi.
Oh.
I could probably get him.
This is the thing. I want the PJ songs from our original. Those two songs from our original wedding are a must. Period. Nope, they're a must, period.
So did we get three songs?
This is the thing. Those two songs from our wedding have to be, the original wedding, have to be included, period.
Why can't we just play them on the DJ list?
Period.
Girl, listen, I'm not finna argue
because
with you.
Because they were sung during our, you always need to honor and have throwbacks to the original. Period.
Okay.
So that's going to happen.
Oprah meme.
Yes. Back out of that.
Who is having that conversation? Yes.
But you can do the reception, maybe.
Okay. I'll have somebody sing at the reception.
Yeah, yeah. You could do the reception, but the actual ceremony. And plus, also, I'm not doing bridesmaids.
Really? I can't be a flower girl then? That is revolutionary. Tell me more about that. Why you said no?
I don't care.
Why, though? So that means no groomsmen.
Been there, done that. I'm not doing it.
So no groomsmen?
Nah, y'all just in the audience.
So who's going to be up there? Just me, you, and the pastor?
Correct.
Who's finna marry us?
That's what I have to figure out. No. No shade, no disrespect. I love my father-in-law, but I'm not trying to be there for 15 hours. But I will not be having no bridal party.
Why, though?
Because I don't want all that. I'm doing this time. Yes. Honestly, listen, I wasn't going to say it, and it might sound selfish. I really don't care. I want it to be my day. I don't want, my dress don't fit. I don't like this dress. Can I wear this? Can you think about, I don't want to hear your mouth. Wear what you want. Sit in the audience. It better not be white. That's it.
Where would you what?
Wear what you want.
Oh, sit in the audience.
Just sit in the audience, and it better not be white. Those are the rules.
Danny Rose, what if Danny says I want to be in the bridal party?
Danny Rose will sit down. Actually, Danny Rose will be the main one. Like, nope, she said no, so you can sit down. Oh, it's gonna have the longest. I'm about to Princess Diana this train. Actually, I don't know that either because I keep going back and forth about whether or not I'm gonna do my princess dress. Because with all the poof, or if I'm going to just come in there and all you going to see is a curve I don't have.
Sit in that hip, Liz.
That's exactly. I haven't decided on the dress yet. Yeah, I have plenty of time to think about it. But I literally want this to be the wedding that I wish I could have articulated and said that I wanted the first time around. Even though then I would. That's the other thing. When you grew up so churchy, you're so conservative that you think that it had. Like, I couldn't think outside of having a wedding in a church.
Wear a black like the girl from Sunset.
Not doing that.
Selling Sunset. She was crazy.
Although it wasn't bad, it's just a no for me.
Hey, I ain't never seen a wedding with no bridal party.
Really? Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. Oh, yeah, it ain't got to be long. Flying out the videographer.
TD Jakes, that's who can marry us.
Hello?
I was trying to find somebody who was like, this is where I'm going
to
be at
like
in life.
I feel like I wanted to be someone a little bit more sentimental.
Than TD Jakes?
Correct.
What does that mean, sentimental?
Like someone I actually know that would be like.
We'll know TD by then.
I love you guys. I'm invested in this. I want you guys like. I just don't want like. And we're writing our vows. I already started thinking about that too. And we are writing our vows.
Why are you doing all this?
Because it's hurting!
It's my opinion! How long do the vows got to be?
As long as you want, but no, mine's going to be good. So if you're going to be competitive, you're going to step to it.
I'm gonna write mine like Ryan.
Like what?
Ryan.
Oh, on Married at First Sight.
Hey man, anything? You're my pal up top.
I'll fight you. Can I get a stand-in? Because this ain't gonna work.
Get karate, Dad.
I'll fight you.
Get your last boyfriend before you married me. Let him write his
anything
vows.
Anything that you want to add to while this? He, oh wait, I still have 30 minutes.
Why he puts
to call.
Punches his timesheet in. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, can I have Friday off? Come on, Becca. Why would you do that?
Is there anything you want to add? Because I need to talk for 30 minutes.
How about this? I'll let you plan the whole wedding.
If.
I mean, you are all already doing that. Let me plan
they
the whole.
They said have Joshua marry us. Joshua's not ordained.
I'll get ordained. Yeah, I'll get
ordained. Actually, do you have to be ordained to do a renewal if
we're already married? We can get Justin Bieber. We can get Usher. It's all sentimental. Let me plan the entire honeymoon.
The honeymoon will be at the resort that we're
in. Nah, man,
yes, it is.
Let me plan it. Let me make up for San Francisco. By the way, let me make up for San Francisco when we couldn't afford Ruth's Chris. And we had to stay in that hotel, the Moore Hotel. I'm going to get Ruth to come out and make it. Ruth and Chris. Can I? Why does it have to be at the resort?
What?
I want a different destination.
Oh, they said get Angel.
No. No twerking at our vows.
That would be hysterical.
No. Angel can't be controlled. No. I want Judah Smith.
Who?
Judah Smith is Justin Bieber's pastor.
Oh.
Judah.
Oh, I thought you said Judas, too. I was like, I don't know. Why would they name him?
Can I plan the whole honeymoon?
Where do you want to go?
The Spanish coast.
Okay. Back to Barca? I was going to say, I enjoyed Barcelona.
Madrid. We didn't go to Madrid.
We didn't. I enjoyed Barcelona. I would go back.
The boys can't come.
But this is the thing. I do. The idea, though, is to be able to, like, vacation together after.
With people in the wedding?
Yeah. Because everybody ain't going. No, I'm not doing the bachelorette business.
Okay. You ain't doing a bachelorette party?
No.
There's no bridesmaids.
So it's just a wedding.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Is there a rehearsal dinner?
We have a rehearsal dinner. Yeah, we definitely have a rehearsal
dinner.
Dinner
for nobody to be in there?
Yeah. It's just a dinner. It's just a dinner. The reason why, though, is because I do not want to be concerned with budget. I do not want to be told no. So, correct. That's a great point. But who's having that conversation? But this is the thing. You guys know how I am about money. I'd be like, I don't know if I can afford it if I'm doing all these things. So if I already know I'm cutting out bachelorette party, done. I'm not worried about that. I'm cutting out because don't you have to buy the bridesmaids like jewelry or a dress or like some type of gift? Yeah, but don't you have to like give them a gift? Yeah, you give them. Yeah, but it's usually like the jewelry or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to be. This is the thing. Because my natural disposition is people pleasing, I don't want to be concerned. This sounds so bad, but I promise you, this is how I feel. I do not want to be concerned or consumed with pleasing other people.
I get that. Y'all shut up and watch.
That's it. I promise you.
Let Zay Zay officiate. He'll be 19.
That'd be cute. But really, no lie, I really want
Hello,
to
Hello, father,
do...
mother, you guys are married. He's do you have the Wi-Fi for the hotel?
Oh, they said Jason.
Nope. He won't be able to get through three words without crying. He worse than me.
But honestly, I feel like that's the good stuff of it. Like, I want it to feel big, but also very, like, sentimental.
Jason will cry the whole time.
I'm not doing it
again. Nah, do it at 45, 50 years.
I'm out. I know, but if I did it the way that I envision and the way that I want to do it, the reason why I feel this way about it now is because it was so bad the first time.
Was it really that bad?
For me?
I had a great day.
No. This is the thing. I can look at the day itself.
I got it.
Aspects of that day and think of it the day was very smooth. There was a lot of people there. We had a lot of love, a lot of support. Those things are... I wouldn't change those things. But just the, like, logistics of the day. It needs to be redone. It just means, it means a lot to me to do it again.
You know what else means a lot to me?
Say it.
Our sponsors. Take a quick break.
All right. We're going to tell you about KiwiCo. KiwiCo is basically a STEM project-based activity for you and your child to do. It's a great way to spend quality time with your kids, to do something fun, and to incorporate learning and beyond learning to focus specifically on science, math, engineering, arithmetic, all of those type of things, which, you know, generally speaking, our kids, not just our kids, me, myself personally, I'm not always the best at STEM-based projects, and this makes it a really great, fun way to incorporate learning and do something, you know, fun. So you're not just spending or in the house with your kids, but you're also able to spend some quality time with them. They have a wide array of projects based on age groups. My husband and I did something with my niece about 2 weeks ago. It was a little like robot project because my sister was out of town. Tons of fun. She had a really good time. And it's just a cute little activity. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart, because let's say you don't have kids or you don't just want to do them with kids. They're also really a lot of fun for adults. Every month, get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code LOVEHOUR at KiwiCo.com. That's KIWICO.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KIWICO.com. Promo code LOVEHOUR. Let's get back to the show.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. Our final thoughts are Melissa's decided to have a full bridal party.
She did not. I promise you, I'm not going to be concerned with other people.
Listen, let me tell you what, Melissa, in this season, she's saying what needs to be said. This time, things will be done her way. I respect it, even though it'd be making me be quiet sometimes. You used to let me go get away with a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about podcasts. I'm talking about life. You don't be no more. You be saying how you be feeling.
That's not all the way true, but I'm going to let you have it.
I didn't say you say everything.
Oh, okay.
I said you let me get used to letting me get away with a lot more. Now you be checking me.
Okay.
More than you used to be checking me. And that ain't true.
No. I actually heard all, like, every time.
No, I didn't say every time.
Yeah, I know. But it is what I heard.
But sometimes you be checking me. I'd be like, girl, let me live.
So anyway, yeah, no, this time will be 100% different. I did want to hear if there was anything else you wanted to add.
To the wedding?
Yes. If I allowed... If I allowed.
Do I get to pick my suit?
Meaning, are we going to size you for it?
What say so do I have? What Doja That's Cat what do saying. I have?
Just give me what you would want. If I was like, okay, Kev, we're gonna do this together.
If I was like, if I let you pick stuff at the wedding,
to plan this together, what would you like?
I would like full creative control over my suit.
I want ultimate veto power.
Even in the hypothetical?
You got creative control. She just has 51%.
Yes.
Would you still bring the ideas to the table?
Bring the ideas. Nope, Taylor's not good enough. You can pick the Taylor.
I want creative control over my suit. I want all the music. Creative control over the music.
In the reception?
In the ceremony and the reception.
But with my two songs.
I wouldn't have your two songs.
How are you going to pay homage to the original wedding?
Why do you have to pay homage?
Because you, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
White people made that up.
I don't know who made it up. That's true.
I feel like our songs should reflect this time in our marriage. The songs we chose our first marriage reflected that time.
I love you till your hair turned gray.
True. Well, that's already true. My hair is gray. Exactly. So what? How can I tell you?
Why was we singing it when we was young and black haired? Because
that's the whole point. Some people want it all. Now I just want nothing at all. If I have you, now I have it all. I need a song reflective of the next 50 years. Oh, I put that down in my notes.
Okay, keep going.
And I literally, at the time we said that, I did not have gray hair. You did not. You still also don't, but I do now.
I don't know why my hair doesn't gray. But I'm not asking for it, guys.
Before them words even got out the ceiling, hey, just so you know, I ain't asking for it. But I'm saying I already have gray hair now. I need a song. And it might not even be her.
Okay.
What it else? Might be a song. That's really all I want. And the ribs. Why can't you just have ribs in addition to whatever you have?
Are ribs?
Short ribs. No, not short ribs. There ain't enough meat on short ribs. Pork? Why can't you just be like, you know what? The whole meal is.
The Patreon is like, I agree with Liz. They said I got Eric energy. Yes.
Why can't you have songs that, if you're writing vows,
we're writing vows
that are reflected from the time we've had and looking forward,
yes.
Why can't we have music that reflects?
How do we play homage to the original ceremony?
You have that in the pre-wedding playlist. That is true. When
everybody's sitting down. So no one's going to sing it?
Yeah, you don't have to sing it. You could walk down the aisle to it. You played Butterfly Kissing. Oh, my God. I'm a grander green. It's holy water under over my plea.
Graduation.
When she said this is my song, I had never heard Butterfly. Let me just play Butterfly Kisses.
Oh my God.
Because I need y'all to hear what Melissa was adamant about from the dude singing it. I was like, girl, this is. Bob Carlyle.
And that is his name.
Big white Windows Media Player energy. The first year of YouTube. I was like, this song is cheap.
I still like this song, though. I know for sure.
Oh, this is a white male with no top lip. She's
from heaven.
And she's dead little girl.
Wait, this song makes me cry.
She talks to Jesus.
And I thank God for all of the joy in my life.
Windows Media Player.
Oh, but most of all, Butterfly Kisses. Oh,
this song is absolutely terrible. All over her hair. Why you let this white man sing at your wedding?
Actually, this was my mama's song. Oh, I think I've done wrong. I must have done something right.
This man with the sunlight.
Kisses at night. Oh. I remember these lyrics, though.
Okay.
Nobody's agreeing with me.
This is what you should
play. Sweet 16 today.
This is what I want you to walk down
to the aisle. He actually has a portion about being married, though.
This is what I want you to walk down the aisle to. Hold on, just listen to Young Miami. They said 3, 2 Yo, no, you're already running. That was a huge spit. Anyway, I prefer that over Better Like You. Please don't let that song be played.
I will.
Now, this song you also play.
I am going to play that song.
This song, please.
That's going to be my throwback song.
You got to play that.
My homage.
This is. Now, this you also have. This I accept. You remember?
Yeah. I'm not playing this though.
You're not? And you gonna let that white man in?
Big Luther's out. This is out.
But you're keeping Butterfly here?
Absolutely.
It's her day. I'm boycotting Butterfly Kiss. I will use my resources in 4 years.
This is the beginning playlist.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Butterfly Kiss is out. I'm just playing. I really am just playing. However, I'm not playing about either Alicia Keys or Music Soul Child's being played again.
You don't want them?
No, I do. One of them needs to be staying live. If I could. One of them has to be sung live.
Why?
Because you have to pay homage to the first ceremony.
This is the song that Melissa that we had.
Yes,
she killed this too. The girl who sang at our wedding.
She can sing for real.
Did her sing this? Her sing this when she was
10. She did on Good Morning America.
Did she?
When she was still going by Gabby. She's a savant. Her sing this? Probably get a discount if she's singing this.
Some people live.
You know who we probably could get?
Who?
We could probably get this.
I'm nervous.
The actual singer.
I don't know the song.
You do know the song.
I feel like I should know it by now.
You know it. I know the artist and the writer. Cisco singing incomplete.
You can get Major. First of all, Major's expensive.
This, he is.
Major's very expensive.
This could happen. I know Cole now. I might be able to call in a favor.
For the reception. No, that's because Cisco's a performer, and if he comes in here with blonde hair,
if he does that flip, hand flip thing he be doing,
I'm so serious about this. White, if you come into my wedding with blonde highlights, I'm telling you to get out. Your hair needs to be black. Cisco, you can perform at the reception.
Dye it black now.
Dye your hair black or get out.
Dang, Liz. This is tough. I'm out. I'm not gonna argue. I'm not gonna. Fuss with you.
For this reason, I'm out.
Man, really?
No, he could perform. I'm just playing.
Even though it seems I have. This ain't really like.
It's not.
This is not really a wedding song because, you know. Okay, this is my last song. I'm going to get this group. I probably can pay for them now. Nope. This is. I could probably get them.
They said J-Mac.
Never.
He has a beautiful voice.
What are you going to sing? A worship song?
The only thing, yes.
He did.
What song is this? I mean, what do you want this? You're just playing songs.
No, I'm going to get this group.
Oh. Now, first of all. Oh, not yet?
No, one more banner later on that one. One more. Banner later. Banner later.
All right, I'm about to close this out after this.
See, first of all, I know these soca players couldn't take this. Say what's on my heart. You're not gonna let me do nothing at this wedding but be there.
But you didn't. You just went through your playlist.
You gotta do Big Joker and get an artist. Like, you gotta get.
If
she has to be walking down the aisle and be like, wait, that's not.
Yes.
I'm going to get Bob Carlisle to sing. That's Butterfly Kisses.
That's exactly what I want you to do.
For Lissa's Day.
I
don't know why you're listening to my wife. That's going to hurt my soul. Even you play the CD, is going to
really
hurt.
It really wasn't
me.
My idea, though. It was my mama's idea.
Oh, there you go. That's why you didn't have your day.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. This one, I'm about to be a bridezilla 20 years late. I probably won't be. Oh, all right. Gosh. Anything else, Kevin?
I don't want to go to this wedding if you play that song.
What song?
Butterfly Kisses.
I'm just playing. I'm really not going to play that.
Okay. I'll be there then.
No. I really am not going to play it. But I do want one of those songs to be played, though. Of Alicia Keys or Musical.
Okay, fine. If you don't have Butterfly Kisses.
Yeah, we don't. I'm just totally. Plus, my daddy will be there. Remember, the whole point of it was to pay homage to my daddy.
Your dad heard that in Afghanistan. He was like, this is why they sent me out, because he didn't want me to be up in. If your dad would have been there, you wouldn't have played that song?
No. I don't even know, actually, because.
Oh, I had never heard that song, which made it worse. I could not figure out why you liked it.
I actually do like that song, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe Why? Because of the sentimental value. It's a song about a dad loving his daughter, and I'm a daddy's girl. If you get Beyonce.
I don't have enough money. Even at that time, I'm going to get her to sing Daddy Lessons. To your dad.
All right. Thank you guys so much for enduring this episode of Literally.
What If My Kisses is like the official song of the Hallmark Company.
It is. It really is. It really. The thing is, I do like it, though.
Why? You liked it prior to your dad being shipped.
No. I never heard the song until then.
Oh, who told you about it?
My mom. I think she probably heard about it.
I need to call her and see what her deal was. I don't
even know about it, to be honest. But it literally was because my dad wasn't going to be there. And so we had that song.
I got just the thing to ruin the wedding even more.
We played another song in honor of him, too. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, in real life, these are the goals that I have in my life. I will start planning this wedding probably in the middle of next year. Is that how long it takes to plan a wedding? 18 months, a year?
I mean, the wedding is basically planned.
Yeah.
All you have to do is finalize the guest list and the dates.
Finalize the, yes. And I already looked into that because we're actually not going.
How are you looking to something for it's 3 years away from now?
She also said at dinner that we could not, none of us unmarried people can get married in that year.
Oh, no.
That's Queen Elizabeth energy.
Yeah.
Oh, correct. Listen, Margaret, I know you love Peter.
If
I'm going to have a baby.
You better not get pregnant. You better not have no baby. The year 2024, the entire year. Is my year.
Somebody's gonna be upset.
You better not even start dating nobody new. I don't want you to be infatuated with nobody. I don't want you to be.
So everybody else gotta elope.
In
2025. So it's gotta be
23. What's the cutoff for your when you can't get married?
December 31st.
2023.
11/59/2023.
Okay. Oh, what if Zay Zay wants to get married?
He bet not. I'll fight that little girl.
Oh, my God.
No one.
I don't have no baby. Don't be talking, oh, I can't travel. I'm pregnant. You knew.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they laughing because they just realized this in 2024. Y'all, yes. That what that means though is that my planning skills are impeccable, and I've given you 3 years' notice. Don't.
What if Josh was like, "Man, me and Chloe are finally about to tie the knot," and Chloe's like, "Oh, I got a perfect day, January 1st, 2024." Oh God, Chloe, I hate to tell you. Liz told me three years ago. Josh, man, it's Chloe and you, the big day.
Oh my God!
And we're invited to the wedding, Liz. We're Josh and Chloe.
You're the one who controls it. You better not propose. I know that. You better not propose.
You can't propose to
Chloe. I'm just playing you guys. Oh my God. I don't know why you guys think I'm like a bridezilla. I'm not. Like, I'm just.
Oh, man.
You guys have 3 years to get your life together.
Oh, you want
to
talk about ungodly hour, Joshua? You get married to Chloe in my year. You're going to be an ungodly hour. You better close it soft. And if you get married on the 31st of 2022, it better be over by when the clock strikes 12. The door better be closed. Your hotel room better be closing the door. It's over. All celebrations, all libations, drank.
All of it. Be done. Sign your paperwork, submit it, be done.
Oh, Jesus. Just tell me what to do, where to be, what to wear. I'm not finna be arguing with this woman over this.
Exactly. See, Carrie Baker said June 26, 2024 is on a Wednesday, and that's the problem. I should have done it this year because June 26, 2021 is on a Saturday.
You have a Wednesday all to yourself. Ain't nobody going to be making
nobody
no plans.
Nobody care about no stupid Wednesday.
You already trying to shut down the world. Well, I guess the Wednesday.
I stopped the world. You probably get a good deal on a Wednesday, though.
Flights are cheaper during the week.
That's true. Yeah, so we're going to be there the whole
Earth, week. You better revert back to 2024. June 26th better be on a Saturday. You hear me? Whatever you got to do, planet Earth, fix it.
Fix it.
Make it a Saturday now.
For real. All right. Thank you guys for allowing me to troll you guys for about 45 minutes. It's greatly appreciated. Everything that I said, you guys are going to be like, see, I knew. I'm really not like this. I'm like really just playing. It'll be fine. Just no one also will get pregnant, have a baby, or have blonde hair. I don't want to see nothing. No streaks or nothing. I don't want nobody be confusion. Thank you guys so much. Until next episode. Bye.